Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Abhi Goldhawk. It's the one-hour radio you're always looking forward to, as am I. I'm really excited to do the show today because I get to pick the brain of somebody that understands the non-conventional lending world really well. And you might be thinking, what does non-conventional lending mean? Because I'm only interested in conventional lending and I'm only really familiar with conventional lending. Well, I'll tell you something. Get interested about non-conventional lending. Get interested about renovation lending. Get interested about redevelopment, construction lending, and more related topics with my guest, Jan Bresky. And Jan, did I pronounce that properly? Is that accurate? Did I do a good job?
Abhi, you did a great job.
Awesome.
And we both have names that may be hard to pronounce, but you did a fantastic job. Thank you.
You got it. Good to know. And you're with Arixa Capital. Give us a little 1-2. Give me a little background on you, Arixa, and what y'all do.
Absolutely. I started Arixa in 2006. And I started our first lending fund in early 2010 after the financial crisis, lending money to investors who were buying houses from banks and REO and in foreclosure sales, and they were fixing the houses and reselling them. And there wasn't a lot of capital around at the time, so we started a business to kind of provide the financing that banks had provided in the past maybe but weren't providing anymore. And it's turned out to be a very robust market. And my own background is I got into real estate investing in 2002 full-time, working for a gentleman who's still a friend and partner who's in his 80s now, and he's been doing it more than 50 years, buying and operating income property. And I found this niche of lending to really meet my goals, which was to make investments that were highly likely to be profitable, even if we didn't hit home runs. We knew that as a lender, we were likely to just make some pretty steady income.
So I'm a huge fan of that model, right? It makes sense. I like the lending space, the lending world, especially as an investor. Passively investing in this space is always a good thing. It brings a smile to my face because, quite frankly, there's not a whole lot as a passive investor that I really need to do. But help me understand what is non-conventional lending, because if I'm listening, I'm a business owner, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm a corporate guy or gal, I've been just crushing it, doing really well at work, and I'm happy with what I'm doing, but I'm interested in maybe, you know, coloring outside the lines and trying something new in this real estate space. What is non-conventional lending and why should I care?
Absolutely. So getting a loan from a bank for a real estate investment today is a grueling process.
Yeah.
It could take many months to do. A lot of times companies that want to use bank financing might have to have a full-time person, one of whose jobs is just to deal with all the crazy requests that the banks have today. So non-bank lending or non-conventional lending is simply what I would call common sense lending, where the lender only asks you for the things that they really need to make sure that it's a good loan, not the 20 other things that they need to sort of check the boxes and fill out a file so when the regulators come in, they have everything the way it needs to be. So we get paid for two things. We do charge a higher rate than banks do for our loans, but not necessarily as much higher as you might think. We're not sort of double-digit rate guys. We're single-digit type rates. And we get paid for speed of being able to tell our borrowers quickly, yes, we can do this, or no, we can't. And then also ease of going through the process and not having to just provide a whole bunch of stuff that's not really that relevant to whether it's a good loan or not. And so just to kind of extend that a little bit, mm-hmm. maybe for your audience of real estate investors, there's two ways of looking at us. One way is as a lender to you, if you need a loan for a property and you want to close in 2 or 3 weeks, not 2 or 3 months, that's where you would call us as a borrower. And also, if you want to be a lender yourself, I'm also happy to talk to you about how to think about putting your own money to work into non-bank loans, whether it be on your own in your local marketplace or through a fund like our fund, which provides passive income to investors by making a whole portfolio of non-bank loans and operating that as a fund.
Oh, man, you've brought up some awesome topics. That's why I'm excited about today's show. So help me understand, you mentioned the speed and ease of capital for borrowers in their deals. Why does speed and ease of capital matter?
Well, in Los Angeles, where we're located, when there's a property that comes on the market and it has an opportunity to add a lot of value to the property, it usually it'll have multiple offers. I had a borrower call me yesterday and said, I've got a property, there were 8 offers, but they gave me the project. But in order to get the property at a good price and be able to win out over other investors, it's very helpful to be able to go in without financing contingencies and to go out and say, I can close in 3 weeks and no financing contingency. I've got my financing side covered. Similar to making an all-cash offer, and some people even do say, you know, they make an all-cash offer and then come to us afterwards. I think the better way to do it is to say, I have no financing contingency, and, you know, you can call us, for example, and get a letter which says, we are prepared to make a loan, or we're prepared to finance this property up to X dollars, and it shows them when they put in their offer that they have 100% of the financing already in place to do the transaction. So that's how their offer goes to the top of the pile.
Awesome. So you have a lot of borrowers that you work with on a regular basis. One of my biggest questions that I know I get from our listeners is, how are your borrowers finding these deals? And then how do you, as the lender, help your borrower or work with your borrower to analyze this to figure out whether or not it's going to be a successful transaction?
So in terms of how our borrowers find transactions, each of them tends to have their own specialty. I've found that a lot of our best borrowers are very focused on one geographic area, maybe even one neighborhood within LA, so that they kind of know every transaction that happens there. Mm-hmm. They personally know the realtors or brokers who get the most listings there, and they take them out to coffee, and they if they've closed on transactions in that area in the past, they make sure that the brokers know, hey, I've been buying in this area, so I'm a credible person to close on that. I think that those are the techniques that our borrowers use to get off-market transactions or get a first look or a last look to be able to be the successful buyer for a property. In terms of how we can help them close, I think that was the second part of your question,
yep.
Avi.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yep, yep.
So again, going and giving them a proof of funds letter so that they can, together with their offer, say, we're already pre-approved for this loan so that we have 100% of the financing in place to close. That's one of the big ways we can help. Also, we tend to think like investors. I partnered several years ago with one of our borrowers who now works with many of our other borrowers to help them evaluate projects if they have questions. Like, you know, what do you think of the comps? I think we could renovate it and it would be worth this when it's done, but what do you think? And we will often tell people if we don't think it's profitable enough to justify doing, we'd rather give them our honest opinion and move on and do something else with them than have them do a transaction where they're going to not make money. Because, you know, we have about 100 borrowers today, And one of our biggest value add is that we find the borrowers who can make money and build a business. It's better for us to have repeat borrowers and to work with people who are on the way up financially and building wealth in real estate versus working with somebody that's going to have just a short career in real estate.
That's right. We've got to go to break, Jan. I love what you said about building a business versus having a career. I want to talk a little bit about that and then start digging into some of the lending programs that you have and why those lending programs exist. What's the best way that our listeners can reach you?
Well, our website is probably, I'm going to give you my cell number, actually, now that I think about it. It's 310-428-9109. And text me on my cell, 310-428-9109. Or check out our website at arixacapital.com.
Think Realty Nation, we've got to go to break. Don't go anywhere.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
Urgent. Learn how you can save thousands with a 1031 exchange. Learn how to avoid making costly mistakes by claiming a virtual seat at homeinvest.com/1031. Learn strategies on how not to miss IRS deadlines, committing to one deal without a backup plan, and why you shouldn't just take the cash. Avoid these mistakes and more when selling property by joining our free class now. A 1031 exchange is smart strategy to invest, but you need to do your homework. Go to homeinvest.com/1031 now. Home Invest, smart real estate investing.
Join Think Realty Radio host Avi Golhar and the rest of the team at the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Atlanta, September 22nd and 23rd. Text RADIO to 96270 to register for this two-day power-packed event where you can make deals, network, and learn from local and nationwide real estate experts, including Ken and Anita Corsini, hosts of HGTV's hit show Flip or Flop Atlanta. Text RADIO to 96270 to register now. Visit thinkrealty.com for details.
Need funding for your real estate investments? Welcome to Easy Street with Recovco Mortgage Management. There's no income testing. You qualify based on the equity in your property. No W-2s, pay stubs, or tax returns needed. Recovco can offer interest-only loans as well as 80% financing on properties up to 4 units. Make funding easier. Go to recovcodirect.com. That's recovcodirect.com/radio, the easy choice for real estate investors.
You have to play the percentages when you invest in real estate. Win the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. Whether it's fix and flips as low as 8% or landlord financing starting at 5.5%, Angel Oak Prime Bridge wins with a customer-focused approach to your business. Go to aopbconnect.com to see how you can win at the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. And introducing our new wholesale partner program available at aopbconnect.com. The secret to winning at the percentage game.
If you missed open enrollment for Obamacare and are without health insurance, I have good news for you. Hello, this is Carrie Hall, America's healthcare advocate and the president of Benefits by Design. The federal government has reopened enrollment for Obamacare health insurance beginning March 15th, which means you can apply for health insurance with one of our licensed exchange certified agents who will walk you through the process to see if you qualify for a subsidy that could pay for all or part of your health insurance. And how much does using one of our licensed agents cost you? Nothing. That's right, it costs you nothing, and we're there to help you 24/7 after you enroll. So don't miss this second chance. Call 913-385-2224. That's 913-385-2224 or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com. Once again, that phone number, 913-385-2224 or online at americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Golhar.
Think Realty Nation, we are back. It's Avi. My guest today is Jan Vreski from Arixa Capital. We've been talking a little bit about his lending business based out of California and the definition of non-conventional lending. And Jan, you said something very interesting before the break as we were just finishing out. And you said you're interested in working with the borrowers that are building a business, not necessarily building a career in real estate. Can you help me understand that a little bit? Because that's a very important distinction that I want our listeners to make.
Sure. Well, you know, our whole business is lending to investors. So we need to find people who are really dedicated to learning to be good investors, where they can establish a profitable business for themselves as investors, where they purchase one or more properties every year. And we want to help them succeed. Our goal is to find those people, do whatever we can to help them, and then have them be our clients for years, and we grow together. And so we do lend to people. I would say 90% of our loans are to people who this is their main way that they make money, is by investing in real estate.
Gotcha. I think one of the biggest distinctions for me is when building a business is understanding the team players, understanding the technology, understanding the fact that, you know, it takes more than one to get this going. And that can be a little tough sometimes. For those that are new, help me understand the relationship that one needs to have with the lender and how that can really propel my business of real estate investing forward.
Sure. Well, when you call us about a loan, we're going to ask you some very basic questions to start. And I think many people will find that it's easier to have those answers ready if you have a partner, mm-hmm, or if you're working with somebody else, to your point about a business. So kind of a natural pairing might be one person who's really good at renovating property and another person who's really good at finding property that can be purchased at a good price that needs renovation. Also, sometimes one of the people is an expert at raising money, because you might not have enough of your own money to do the transactions you want to do. So if you have a network of people from the country club that want to invest in real estate, that can be an important component of a team as well. And could you repeat, Avi, the other part of your question that I didn't answer?
No, I think you got it. I think in terms of building a relationship with a lender, obviously that's important, right? Like, how would I, as an investor, as a first-time investor, build a relationship with you and Arixa?
So as a first-time investor, we are happy to be a resource. We've done a lot of writing about how to work with a lender and different aspects of real estate investment. And you can find that on our website, arixacapital.com, ArixaCapital.com. We do like to talk to you when you actually have a property that is under contract and ready to go. But we also will spend time talking to investors that are getting their program together. Again, we're California-based, and most of our lending is California coastal urban markets today. Mm-hmm. So particularly for those of your listeners that are in those markets and planning to do one or a series of transactions, we're happy to kind of share what we need to get started. But typical questions we would ask on a first call would be, do you have a property you're ready to buy? What's the address of the property? What would be your purchase price? What kind of budget do you have to renovate or improve the property? Maybe it's a single-family home that you're going to buy, rehab, and sell. Maybe it is an apartment building that you're going to renovate and put in new tenants and refinance and hold. Or it could be other things as well, of course. But the key questions for us are, what's your purchase price? What's your renovation budget? What's it going to be worth once it's finished? So how profitable is this going to be? And the other question I love to ask is, what's the deadline? You know, because what I found is we really excel when there is a deadline and we know that it's coming up in a few weeks, so that we're not just talking, but we're talking about a specific transaction that is happening in the foreseeable future.
Help me understand how you know a good deal is from a bad one, essentially. What are some of these indicators, some of the pieces of a deal that you look at to differentiate good versus bad?
Well, on the simplest level, as I mentioned, we're looking at the cost of the project, which is purchase price plus improvements to the property after the purchase. And then we're looking at what can it be sold for when it's done, assuming you wanted to sell it. And then there's going to be some selling costs, right? Most people would have to hire a broker or a realtor to sell the property when they're done. So that's going to cost a little bit of money. And you can literally look at the margin and say, and just as an example, if you're buying for $750 and you're going to put in $250 of improvements, your costs are $1 million. That's before interest expense and, you know, other things. You really want to be selling that property for probably $1.2 million gross, because your selling costs in that case would maybe be 5 or 6%. So in order to have a 10 or 15% margin, which is where you'd like to be, you got to sell it for $1.2 million. And so that's how you know if it's not a good deal. If the project, if the comparable sales are $1.1 million, and you're paying your costs, your hard costs are $1 million, there's not really enough margin there to make it worth doing, probably. So it's got to be it's got to have a margin. And there's all kinds of characteristics of properties that, you know, that if I said the patterns among our successful borrowers of what they do, one of the main things that they do is they don't overpay when they're buying. And they at least pay, you know, a fair price or maybe a favorable price on the buy. So they find a little bit of a motivated seller. And then the other pattern is our borrowers are adding value to properties through renovation typically. Some of them are building new construction. But you have to be very skilled and efficient and good at doing that. So we like to look at properties that they've already renovated before and see how good is the work. You know, how efficiently did they do it? Did they spend X and it looks like they spent 3X? That's a good sign. Mm. If they were able to get it done for a great price, that just shows us they're an efficient renovator and improvement specialist. And that's a skill that can really be monetized.
Especially in a market where labor has increased, the cost of labor has increased, the cost of materials has increased. I'm definitely interested to see how those borrowers are hitting those numbers, because sometimes that's a little tough, right? What do you recommend borrowers that are kind of getting into the game and saying, you definitely need to put out a really good product in terms of renovation? You have to do a quality renovation, but you have to decrease your expenses as much as possible. Where do I go for that?
Well, you're absolutely right that that the costs have gone up, and because the labor market is so tight, and our borrowers have seen that. And I think the key is to have somebody that's really done this recently that can tell you, here's what it's really going to cost. And if that person can be on your team and incentivized to do a profitable project, not just incentivized to kind of be a contractor and make money by charging you a lot, but be incentivized by the profitability of the transaction itself, mm-hmm. and make their money on the back end, that would be how I would do it. I'm not actually an investor that buys and rehabs properties, because I just want to be as good as we can be as a non-bank lender, so I just focus on that. But if I were going to do it, I would want people that are really good at the things that I'm not as good at, and one of those is getting the work done efficiently.
So I do want to ask a question about this hard money concept versus this non-conventional lending, or like the non-bank lending term that you're using that I've heard a lot more about just kind of recently. And I think it makes a lot of sense to kind of shift the conversation to non-conventional and non-bank. But we got to go to break. So Think Realty Nation, get in touch with Jan and his team at Arixa Capital by visiting arixacapital.com. Is it arixacapital.com or is it arixacap.com?
It's arixacapital.com.
Awesome. arixacapital.com. Have questions for me? Head on over to thinkrealtyradio.com. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the renovation lending and construction lending pieces of Arixa Capital and what that means for your real estate business. Don't go anywhere. Coming right back at you.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Have you written a book and want to get it published?
Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who've agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Abhi Golhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's Abhi, your host. We're back. My guest is Jan Bresky from ArixaCapital.com. Check him out. Check his team out. Really good guys and gals over there. So Jan, I realized during the break I have a lot more questions for you, and so I'm going to do this as quick fire as possible. And hope for the best here. All right, you with me? We'll play my little
game. I'm with you, and
we
want to provide as much value as we can to your audience today. So I'll just keep my answers short and quick, and we can hopefully we can follow up with anybody that has additional questions.
Awesome. Let's rock and roll. First question, as I mentioned kind of before the break, is this concept of hard money versus non-conventional lending. What's like the difference? Is it just a naming convention? Is hard money just seen as weird and non-conventional, non-bank seen as more sophisticated? Like, I'm confused. I'm going gray about this.
Absolutely. So the term hard money lending has been around for a while, and I guess the initial question I have about it is, why is it hard? What's hard about it? And the only answer I can come up with is, it's hard on the borrower because it's expensive, right? That's really why hard money lending got its name, is there's a history of people charging 3 or 4 points up front, or maybe even more, double-digit interest rates that are way higher than what the banks charge. What's new today, and why we call it non-bank lending, is the pricing isn't nearly as high as it used to be. There's a lot of competition among companies doing what we do, and we're pretty competitive, and we try to price it as low as we can to still get the returns that our investors require, but not overcharge the borrower. And it gets back to also, are we relationship lenders or are we transaction-based? Mm-hmm. We like to be relationship lenders. We like to work with a borrower who can come back to us year after year after year and be very comfortable using us that way. Whereas in the old hard money world, you don't want to work with that same lender a second time because you feel like they took advantage of you. So that's kind of the difference, is we're relationship-based lenders, and when I say non-bank, that really means it's going to be more like your relationship with your local banker, except it's going to be a lot less effort. It's going to move much more quickly through the system, and it's a long-term relationship.
And it's also not going to be 8 origination points and 25% interest.
Absolutely, right.
Awesome. Absolutely. So I appreciate the clarification on that. Second question, on the topic of non-banking, what does the future of non-bank lending look like in the U.S.?
Well, I think that more and more of the loans that investors get are going to be, for real estate investment and developers, are going to be coming from non-banks. In the past, banks and credit unions were the dominant way that investors could get their projects financed. I think that it'll become the minority, actually, over the next 10 years. I think that companies like ours are going to fill a niche because we're just really good at working with investors. We have been investors ourselves. We know what investors are looking for, and we try to make it simple so that it's not a painful thing, so that investors don't have to think a lot about the financing side. The money just sort of shows up in the escrow account on the date that they need it, and the documents are predictable, and it's easy. So, and I could go into the reasons why I think that banks will decline as a percentage of total, but in short, I just think that banks culturally are not matched up well with today's real estate investors, and they're too bureaucratic, they move too slowly, they're box checkers instead of just thinking, like, what really matters here?
I completely agree. I mean, I'm definitely also – we talk about the speed and execution, right? I'm not going to go to a big bank and get financing – within 2 weeks or 3 weeks, right? It's going to be this long, drawn-out 45, 60, 90-day process, and then the terms of my engagement, the terms of my transaction could have changed by then because, quite frankly, 45 to 60 days out, potentially 90 days out, is terrible. Like, I don't have that kind of time. My third question for you is about opportunity zones. I know this is something that you and I were kind of talking a little bit about before the show. What do you mean by opportunity zones? This is like a different market that you're looking at?
Well, so there's something in the new tax law that passed in December 2017, which defines certain census tracts in every state as opportunity zones. And there are some really positive tax breaks for investors who buy and develop property in opportunity zones. Amazing tax benefits. The laws are set, but the regulations haven't all been clarified yet, so it's a little premature. But I would encourage your audience, if they're interested in this, to Google opportunity zones in my state, in the state of whatever state you're in, and you'll have a link to a map that'll show you where they are and where they aren't. And it's worth probably spending a couple of hours researching that if you're a real estate investor, because if you're able to do a project in an opportunity zone and it qualifies, you basically can get significant tax savings over a 10-year or longer hold period.
So I'm Googling that right now. that is totally on my agenda and to-do list. So cool. Opportunity zones. Think Realty Nation. Make sure that you check it out. So Jan, let's transition the conversation a little bit to the investor side of things. Obviously, Arixa Capital, you lend capital out to borrowers, to smart projects that you qualify, that deem, yep, checkbox, checkbox, but you're also building a relationship with your borrower. Awesome. What if I'm an investor and I don't want to flip real estate? Total like headache, not going to do it. I don't want to be responsible for renting real estate. How do I participate in loans?
Right. So we operate a series of funds that invest in loans and that originate loans. And those funds are open to accredited investors, which are investors that meet certain criteria set by the SEC. It's basically like $1 million net worth, not including your primary residence equity. And it's possible to do this on your own as well. But to give you an example of how our funds work, let's say that we make a loan and we charge our borrower a rate of 9%, and then we have a whole portfolio of those loans, and we charge our investors in our fund a 1% fee to manage this portfolio of loans and constantly replace any loans that pay off, replace them with a new similar loan. So then, you know, that 9% interest, we pass through 8% of that to our investors. There's also a little bit of cash drag because we always have to have cash available to make loans that come up on late notice. So, you know, our net return is not exactly 8 in that fund. It's a little bit less, maybe mid-7s. And that's how it works. If you want to get a return in the mid-7s, you can get there by investing in a fund like ours where you now invest and own a percentage interest in the entire portfolio, which we manage, or you can make loans directly. And a great way to do that would be going to real estate events in your own community and meeting other investors and developers. And let's say you've got $200,000 that you want to put to work. You'll find that there's somebody at that event that has a project under contract and is looking for $200,000. And a lot of times people are looking for equity, but another way to invest is not to invest as a joint venture equity partner, but be a lender on a project. And you can using the right lawyers, you can get the documents done. And I could, you know, again, happy to be a resource to your people through our website. We've written about hard money lending and private lending, and there's a lot of information there so that people could, if they wanted to, replicate the kind of thing that we do, but do it in their own community.
Is there a lot of risk in maybe 30 seconds or less, is there a lot of risk in investing in loans?
Well, there are unique risks to investing in loans. I think that the biggest issue for some people is if there is a default on a loan, you have to know what to do and you have to be prepared to foreclose on the property, finish the renovations that were underway, and sell the property. So it's more work and hassle, potentially, if you have defaults. So, but there's work, but there's rewards as well.
Awesome. Well, good to know. And I think you need to jump back on the show at some point so we can talk more about that, because I think that's something that a lot of my listeners would love to hear. So, Jan, thanks so much for jumping on the air. I really appreciate it.
Abhi, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Think Realty Nation, check them out. Go to arixacapital.com. Have questions for me, head on over to thinkrealtyradio.com. You can find me anywhere online on social at Abhi Golhar as well. And stay tuned. The Power Play with Greg Rand is coming up next.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
It's that time of year again. Time to reconnect with friends and family. Exxon and Mobil can help you fuel those connections. Our gasoline is designed to help clean intake valves to get your car better fuel economy.
Show us who you want to connect with for a chance to each win $1,000 of gas in Exxon and Mobil's photo contest. Winners daily. Full rules at fuelingconnections.com. Exxon and Mobil. Fueling connections. No purchase necessary. Open to legal U.S. residents 18+. Ends 12/31/13. Prize awarded as Exxon Mobil gift cards. Restrictions apply.
Are you on track to achieve your financial goals? Income-producing real estate is the most historically proven way to accumulate wealth and has created more financial freedom than any other means. Norada Real Estate provides everything you need to invest in the best turnkey cash flow rental properties. Our simple proven system will help you create real wealth and passive monthly income. Get your free strategy session with our knowledgeable investment counselors at noradarealestate.com. That's N-O-R-A-D-A realestate.com.
Join attendees from Think Realty and some of the biggest brands in residential real estate investment on September 16th for the Single Family Rental Roundtable and the Five Star Conference. Focused on sourcing deals, maximizing ROI, and funding deals. Use discount code THINKINVEST to discount your registration to the Single Family Rental Roundtable at the entire Five Star Conference, held at the Hyatt Regency Dallas. For more information, visit fivestarconference.com.
You have to play the percentages when you invest in real estate. Win the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. Whether it's fix and flips as low as 8% or landlord financing starting at 5.5%, Angel Oak Prime Bridge wins with a customer-focused approach to your business. Go to aopbconnect.com to see how you can win at the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. And introducing our new wholesale partner program available at aopbconnect.com. The secret to winning at the percentage game.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Slam dunk, grand slam, victory lap. Get ready for the inside scoop in the real estate investing industry. You're tuned in to the Power Play with me, Avi Golhar, and my buddy, Greg Rand. Think Realty Nation, it's Avi Golhar, and you are entering the Power Play with my good buddy, Greg Rand, me and a microphone. And what you have to know about this segment of radio is it's always a lot of fun. And I think the three of us, you, me, and the microphone, I think now is legitimately a third person. We always have a whole lot of fun. So let's go ahead and get started, Greg. One of the biggest things about investing in real estate, especially rentals, is we have to treat it like a business. If we're not treating it like a business, then it will own our time and it will own us. And one of the major challenges that new real estate investors have, and as folks are building their portfolios, is maintenance. Oh my gosh, you know, we get question after question about, oh, you know, I have this maintenance issue and that maintenance issue, and I don't want to do this anymore. It's frustrating. What is your response to these people? Because I know what my response is.
Yeah, and it's, by the way, I totally feel for them. I get it. You know, there's in one way, there's two kinds of guys out there. I'll use guys because I'm one. There's the ones that hear about a physical problem with the house and feel comfortable approaching it, and then there's me. I hate those calls. I hate dealing with getting contractors. I can't get my own bathroom fixed on budget and on time in my house, and I live here, and it makes it that much harder to do it from a distance. When I hold somebody's baby, my hands get chafed. That's how soft my hands are. I do not know how to swing a hammer. I don't know how to do anything. But I've gotten pretty good at dealing with contractors and paying them fairly well and treating them well and having them on call to handle things. And so, number one, it's knowing yourself. Okay, are you capable of doing? If you are, you're going to see an improvement to the performance of your portfolio because you can actually do some of the work yourself. If you're not, then you want to be a general contractor, which means you have to have a guy. And it's really smart to get your guy maybe even before you need him, okay? Mm. In other words, put something out on Nextdoor.com. Who's a good handyman in the neighborhood? Put something out, like join Nextdoor.com. If you're not familiar with Nextdoor, that's a good little tip, a little hack for people. If you own a home, a rental home in a neighborhood, join that neighborhood as the owner of that home, even if you don't live there, so that you can ask the neighbors, hey, I need a good landscaper, I need a good contractor, or whatever, my gutter's falling down, who's the gutter guy in the neighborhood? But it really makes sense. Again, if it's a business and your business was involved in selling t-shirts on the internet, right, you would probably have a guy who programs websites that you would get early on in the business. If you built the site yourself but you had a bunch of computers, you might have a guy or a gal that is your IT person to help you fix things that break. You wouldn't necessarily want to be freaking out when all of a sudden you had a serious issue and you hadn't laid the groundwork to have somebody in your Rolodex. So one of the ways that a person like me, soft hand Greg, mitigates the fear of that phone ringing when something's wrong with the house is that I line up my people somewhat in advance, that when I have a plumbing problem, I have a guy who's come well recommended, and I give that person a call and I handle it that way, and just kind of lay the groundwork up front. But it also, you know, it's back to the thing we've talked about before, which is expect it. Mm-hmm. Right? Have a mindset that it's a business. Stuff's going to go wrong. Customers are going to complain. Things are going to break. I don't care what business you're in. I like restaurants as an example, as an analogy.
That's a great example.
Because everybody goes to them.
Yeah.
Somebody sends the food back. That's a customer who's not happy. If a chair breaks, if you have a leak in the restaurant, that's not fun. You can't open tonight unless you fix that leak. So you scramble and you get somebody to fix it and you say, that was a pain in the neck. And you say, sometimes I hate being a business owner, and then you open the restaurant and you're back in love with being a business owner again, right? Like there are days that you hate it, and my advice is look at the people who aren't. Look at the people that you know who don't own anything, who don't own a business, who work for somebody else only, and say to yourself, you know what, the more ownership that I can accumulate, the better. So when the bumps in the road inevitably come, I don't feel angry about it. I just know this is the day that I'm having to do some homework. This is the day that I have some, you know, the phone call came in and I'm calling contractors. Instead of doing what I want to be doing right now, I'm calling contractors to fix plumbing in a house I don't even live in. Oh yeah, I get a rent check every month. And oh yeah, I'm going to retire someday and no one's going to have any leverage over me at all because I'm going to have 25 houses at that point. That's what you remind yourself of. That this business is going to be great for you, your kids, your grandkids. So put up with the junk. It's just the way it goes.
Yeah, I think definitely dangling that carrot in front of you all the time about where you're going to be in the future, that's tremendously important. Otherwise, we lose sight of that and we'll end up hating our lives because we're just doing all the stuff that we probably shouldn't be doing. And quite frankly, if you're getting up to 25 properties, you need a property management company, right? Like you shouldn't be self-managing all 25. I'm 5'5" and like 130 pounds wet, right? Like I know what a sledgehammer looks like. I'm not going to pick one up. I'm your most like white collar person ever, but I'm going to look for folks that I can outsource this to that will help me for a fee. And that's how I'm going to build my rental portfolio very much the same way. Any of you that are listening, your business owners, your healthcare professionals, whomever you may be, investing in real estate is important. You get the income, depreciation, equity, appreciation, and leverage, right? Ideal, I-D-E-A-L. And in order to get that, you have to put up with some of the stuff. It's going to be a little chaotic every now and then. It may not be easy, but you know what? There's stuff that you can do to mitigate those risks and feel okay doing it. And maintenance? It's going to happen, right? Like, it's just like maintenance on your body. If you don't work out and you treat your body improperly and you don't get enough rest, you're not eating the right diet, guess what's going to happen? Your body will break down. The same thing with a house, the same thing with a relationship with a tenant or a property manager. You have to make sure these things are kept up. Otherwise, you will lose the game of real estate investing. You probably shouldn't get started to begin with. What do you think?
That's a great point. You just said something that I wanted to jump in on, so it was perfect, is that fix everything. Okay, we deal, you know, at ownamerica.com, if anybody visits there, you'll see this is a marketplace for serious rental property owners. Our clients own hundreds and thousands of them. They sell packages of 20, 50, 75 rental homes. And so we began this business dealing with the largest investors in the country. And now we're very passionate about making it available, making those tools, that data, those techniques available to everybody. Here's one of the things that people who get this right really succeed, and that is 10% of their rent they set aside for maintenance reserves. Okay, so when I sit here and we talk about a market and I say it's a 6% yielding market or a 7% or a 4% or an 8% yielding market, and of course we always explain that what yield means is your income. What is the percentage of what you invested that you're getting back every single year as a percentage? So you can get 5 and 6% without breaking a sweat all over the country. That assumes you're paying 8% of your rent to a property manager to handle everything. That also assumes that you're paying 10% to a side account for a maintenance reserve. Because you know what? The phone call that the toilet broke is a hassle.
Right.
The phone call the toilet broke and I have to go write a check for $600, that's a second hassle. At least that way, two things are in place. One, you have the checkbook, the money's set aside. The HVAC went, but you've been saving money out of your rent. You're not spending it and then coming out of your savings account for your household to fix the rental property. Treat it as a business, separate bank account, separate side account for maintenance reserves. 10% of the rent goes there every single month. And that way, when the phone call comes in, at least you're not pinching your household's financials to take care of it.
If you're not budgeting properly and you're not allowing enough room for that buffer, you're definitely not treating it like a business, right? Like every month, every business owner knows you need to set aside a little bit of money for taxes. Otherwise, you're going to get spanked a little bit later, right? And that's not good. You're going to get hit with that tax burden that you're not ready for because you've already spent that capital. The exact same thing in the real estate world. You have to make sure that that 10% a month in that reserve account is there. Like you said, Greg, I agree. Everything has to go into its own bank account. And I wouldn't think that's a nightmare. Don't treat that like a nightmare. It's just standard operating procedure.
And by the way, here's where it goes if you don't do it. Here's where it also gets out of control. Beyond just having to come out with a payment out of your personal account to cover something, fix everything when it breaks. Right? If you know this about your own residence, as soon as you let things slip and they begin to pile up, now you've got a backlog of things and it gets expensive. And then the tenant experience gets worse, right? We see a lot of pretty solid investors who make that mistake. So when it breaks, fix it, set the money aside so you have the money for it. Always keep everything in great condition.
Think Realty Nation, that's the show. Get in touch with us and ask us your question. We want to hear from you. Go to thinkrealtyradio.com and we've made it super easy for you to ask your question by filling out the form on the website. Get in touch with either myself or Greg one-on-one. You can find me on Instagram at Avi Golhar. You can find Greg on LinkedIn on ownamerica.com as well. And check us out. Thinkrealtyradio.com again is the website you need to go check out. And until next time, happy investing.
The show is over, but Avi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind. Online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
We are perfectionists. We do it right and don't stop until the job is done. We build commercial zero-turn mowers with maneuverability, power, and comfort. Who are we? We are Kubota.
Now, during our More Power to You sales event, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR on new commercial-grade Z700 series mowers.
For more information or to find a participating dealer, go to Kubota.com.
BizTalk Radio,